What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Zach Stevens joining us now, DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos man in the know. And Zach, I just saw the Russell Wilson workout video. I don't even understand half of those exercises, but I know he looks good doing it, man.
Yeah, exactly. He's putting the work in, and you know, who knows how many of those will help him evade the pass rush coming at him from the Las Vegas Raiders come week one. But you know, Brady, it is pretty funny seeing some of these workouts that the guys do, but at least Russell Wilson's putting in the work. But that's never really been an issue or a question with him.
He's got the electric slide going there. I mean, it's that slide workout thing, dude, that just looks like fun. I want to get one just to have fun with it.
I mean, yeah, I want to do that on the dance floor, but just have someone throwing footballs to me. I mean, just like Russ was doing. That looks like a blast.
So what's your feeling on Russ? We're getting done with minicamp. We got a little break for a while. Now, I got several questions about minicamp and such, but yeah, I mean, he looks good. You know, how much of that was really an impact last year? How much of that will help next year? How much of it was simply just bad coaching? Or you know, what do we really know about Russ now? I feel like we're kind of this upcoming season is going to be a chance to relearn who he is.
Exactly, yeah, and I think Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett, I think there's blame on equal parts there. Russell Wilson, Nathaniel Hackett wanted Russell Wilson to play 10 or 12 more years going into last year. So that's they kind of viewed it through that perspective of, okay, how do we get Russell Wilson to play another decade in the NFL with the Denver Broncos? And they had way too long of a view on that. So what did they do? They said he needs to stop running, maybe bulk up a little bit so he can take some more hits in the pocket and really just become a pocket passer. Well, Russell Wilson is not a pocket passer. We found that out the hard way last year by him trying to be a pocket passer and just consistently making poor decisions, consistently missing wide open receivers. So what Sean Payton's doing is saying, no, we're going to try to get this year out of you, and then if that works, we'll try to get 2024 season out of you. And if that works, the kind of a year-by-year basis here, Russ has got to prove it and earn it with Sean Payton on a week-to-week basis, a year-to-year basis. And so how does he get the most out of Russell Wilson? It's by doing what Russ did at a very high level for a decade in Seattle. It's by being able to run around, be nimble, and evade pass rushes instead of just being a pocket passer. So how does he do that? Well, he needs to lose a little bit of weight and be elusive, be fast. So that's why Russ, I think, this offseason, has really put in the time to slim down, to lose some weight so that he can be faster. And I think that's a combination of Russ and Sean Payton getting together and figuring that out.
So, Zach, it was kind of more by design than last year with Hackett and Russ that he, and again, it wasn't like he's morbidly obese or anything like that. He's just a little thicker. But you're kind of saying, hey, that was by design. That was the plan.
Yeah, I truly believe so. It was not Russ kind of taking an off season off and not working out as much and unintentionally getting bigger. I think that was by design. And so it wasn't all bad weight that Russ had, but that's not Russ's game. He's not Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger can weigh as much as he wants because that makes him a strength. He's hard to take down in the pocket. Russell Wilson needs to be able to be faster than Ben Roethlisberger and escape the pocket. So I do think that was by design, and it wasn't Russ not putting the work in last year.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. What were some of your big takeaways from minicamp, Zach?
Man, a couple of big takeaways is just, and my biggest takeaway from not only minicamp, but the entire offseason, was just how much coaching is going to matter. And it's silly to say that, but in some sports, it doesn't seem like coaching matters that much. Coaching matters more in football than any other sport, and the degree is pretty significant. And I think we're seeing just how much of an impact Sean Payton could have from an average coach, and then certainly from the disaster that was in Denver last year. He's worth multiple wins in a season. We'll find out if it's worth three this year or if it's worth five this year. But Sean Payton, his attention to detail and just how he commands a practice is something like I've never seen before. And to be fair, outside of 1 year of Gary Kubiak, I've watched Vance Joseph, Vic Fangio, Nathaniel Hackett, maybe not the best people to be watching and comparing to, but I have really seen just how much of an impact Sean Payton has. And one of those reasons is he's practiced. He has 43 plays that he says can change the game, end-of-game scenarios, end-of-half scenarios, and they have practiced every single one of those this offseason. And that's just attention to detail that we didn't even come close to seeing last year with Nathaniel Hackett. And so that's my biggest takeaway there, is just how impactful Sean Payton is going to be. And then some other things that you take away from minicamp and this entire offseason, Brady, is what Russell Wilson's going to do. I think he's going to be asked to do a lot less than he was in the past. I think Sean Payton's going to make this pretty simple offense for Russell Wilson, and I think that's exactly what Russ needs. When Sean Payton was hired, he said, we're going to take Russ off the high dive. He was asked to do too much last year. I'm going to make this more simple, and we have seen that play out. And then maybe the biggest takeaway in terms of on-the-field stuff is Javonte Williams' health has been way better than anyone could have expected. This was an injury that sometimes sidelines guys for 18 months. 9 months later, Javonte Williams is on the field. He wasn't a full participant, but Sean Payton still says he's going to be ready to go at the beginning of training camp, which is just is monster for this Broncos offense that's going to want to run the ball a lot more than they did last year.
I think that's what's fascinating, too. Obviously, with the Dalvin Cook stories out there, you know, either way you slice it, whether they end up landing him or not, the Broncos are focused on running the football. And it's a league now, Zach, where we're talking about running backs that maybe still really good are getting cut, are getting traded, aren't getting paid. This is a Broncos team that's like, no, we are, for better or worse, man, we're going to push on the run game. We are going to dedicate to the run game.
Yeah, and you look at the moves that they made, Brady, this offseason, by bringing in Mike McGlinchey. He's at least an average right tackle. I think he has the chance to be a top 10 tackle in the league. But what is he great at? He's great at run blocking. Ben Powers, he had a really good year last year in both the pass and run game, but he's really a great running guard in the NFL. Quinn Miner, it's the exact same thing. He's a beast in the run game. And so you just look at Garrett Bowles as well. He's better in run blocking than he is in pass protection. So you just look at the way this line is set up. It really feeds into that on top of having good running backs in Javonte Williams and Samaje Perine. I question how good Samaje can be as a true number one running back, but there's no question that he's a really good number two running back. And so if Javonte's healthy, they really should be firing on all cylinders in the run game.
Zach, what's the chemistry like from what you've been able to see? Obviously, we get into the offseason and even bits and pieces of last season, you know, you heard maybe there were teammates that weren't crazy about Russ. We saw the scuffles on the sidelines. Do you feel like they're all a pretty tight-knit group at this stage, or what's your gaze there?
You know, one of the things that Sean Payton's done, and it's been very obvious, and it's probably been tough for Russell Wilson this offseason, but he's made Russell Wilson one of the guys. And what I mean by that is last year, Russell Wilson was given everything. Before he even got to the Broncos, they talked to him and said, they sold him on coming to the Broncos. And then once he got here, Nathaniel Hackett said, we're doing everything that Russ wants. We're going to design the offense completely around him. Even 2 weeks before Nathaniel Hackett was fired, Brady, he still was saying that everything's about Russell Wilson, despite how much of a disaster it was. They were willing to give Russ anything he wanted. And so the Broncos needed a strong coach to come in, whether that was Harbaugh, whether it was Sean Payton, and come in and really take that power away from Russ. And they certainly got that with Sean Payton. He's come in and stripped him of being bigger than the team. And I think that was really important. You can be bigger than the team when you're a superstar and you're performing like that. Patrick Mahomes could be bigger than the rest of the Chiefs, and I don't think anyone would have an issue with it. I don't think that Patrick Mahomes abuses that, though, and I think that's key. Tom Brady, when he was in New England, Bill Belichick had no problems, tearing into him in front of the team meeting. That was not happening with Russell Wilson last year. And so I think that does help the team chemistry. It helps the team buy in, but from everyone seeing, okay, you can't be bad and still be given everything that you want. In fact, you've got to earn this with Sean Payton. So I think that's a huge thing that Sean Payton's brought, not only on the football field, like I've said, about his attention to detail, but also off the field with establishing that culture.
Zach Stevens joining us, DNVR Broncos. Zach, I don't have it in front of me, but what are the dates? When do we start training camp up? When can we start our countdown?
You don't have the dates, Brady, because the dates aren't officially released. So I expect, what are we looking at right now? It is June 19th. I expect training camp to kick off just over a month away. My guess is the date will be, I'm pulling up my calendar, my guess is the date will be right around the 26th of July is when training camp will start. And those practices will be open to the public, so we'll be able to say a little more about what's actually going on at camp before when fans are there, we'll be able to talk more about it, what's actually going on, how Russ is really looking. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. And, you know, with the Rockies just being miserable now, Zach, what do we do? What do we do from now till July 23rd? I guess we'll figure something out.
Thank goodness for the Nuggets this year, the Avs last year for carrying us through the summer. But especially with those teams being really good the past 2 years, the drop-off is just massive once their seasons are over until training camp starts.
Well, hopefully we can get the Broncos back into that playoff mindset. And, Zach, as we get closer to camp and everything, it'll be fun to just kind of get your thoughts of where this team is, you know, from, you know, I was talking about Russ, but the offensive line, the defensive side of the ball, you know, what are their realistic chances of finally getting back into the playoffs? So stuff to think about that I know you're talking about on a daily basis. So we'll look forward to kind of delving in on some of that stuff coming up soon.
I look forward to it, Brady. And I mean, a question that I think fans can realistically ask, maybe not answer right away, but ask is, can the Broncos double their wins this season? Which is crazy, but that's what Sean Payton could do.
Wouldn't that be something, man? Just imagine getting this team with all that we experienced with the Nuggets, and as you said, with the Avs last year, still a playoff team this year, getting the Broncos back into the fold, man. Colorado will seem like we are just absolutely on top when it comes to being a sports state.
I mean, it was Avs last year, Nuggets this year. So next year, it's got to be the Rockies or the Broncos winning it all, right, Brady?
One of those two, and one of those things just doesn't sound like it belongs in there, even with the struggles of the Broncos the past few years. Zach, my man, appreciate you as always. We got to get you. We moved into new studios. I'm inviting all of our guests. I would love to get you up here sometime. I'll buy you lunch and everything. Come check out the new digs.
Oh, I would love it, Brady.
That'd be good. We'll break into some Broncos stuff, man. We could just have a full program on it, man.
Let's do it.
All right. That sounds good. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. It's just too soon to tell, and we have too little of we don't have enough information about the Broncos right now. We know they have Russell Wilson. We know they have a good defense. We know some of those players. We know Javonte Williams is progressing. But how's it all going to click together? Is Greg Dulcich really going to be a big part of this team? How's everything going to work out? So I'm looking forward to camp, and he's thinking maybe July 26th. That's over a month away. It's like a month and a week. 35 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.